In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Today, after four people in Bridgeport were arrested on election fraud charges, reactions have been pouring in.
Now, two of those people are elected public officials, Bridgeport City Councilor Alfredo Castillo and the vice chair of Bridgeport's Democratic Party, Wanda Jeter Pataki. And she, of course, is the one who was first seen on surveillance video possibly stuffing absentee ballots this past election.
At an event today, reporters asked Governor Lamont if Wanda should step down from her leadership role. Take a listen.
I think she should step down.
If she won't step down, should the Democratic Party remove her?
I would think so.
Are you going to ask them to do that?
Hope they do the right thing.
Well, tonight we are diving deeper into the arrest warrant affidavits and booking photos of Wanda Jeter Pataki and three other campaign operatives. Matt Caron joining us now. Matt, what do those documents tell us?
Yeah, Brent. Well, they tell us that the Bridgeport City Worker and Vice Chair of that Democratic Town Committee, Wanda Jeter, is charged with four Class D felonies. Now, those are the least serious class of felonies, but they are felonies nonetheless. And the details of them, well, they're spelled out here in this arrest warrant. This is the document that started it all. 2019, an investigative referral from then Secretary of the State Denise Merrill to the State Elections Enforcement Commission. 5 years later, arrests. These are the booking photos. Should it have taken 5 years?
It's not acceptable to me that it takes this long for justice to be served. And it makes you question how long it's going to take to investigate and ultimately prosecute what occurred blatantly red-handed on camera this past summer.
The 2023 ballot drop box surveillance video of Wanda Jeter is part of a separate investigation, which so far has not led to any arrests. New in the last 24 hours, Fox 61 obtained the arrest warrant affidavit for Wanda Jeter, outlining those 2019 allegations. We learned investigators examined absentee ballots, surveillance video from Bridgeport Senior Housing, and used witness interviews as evidence to make the arrests. A voter who didn't request an absentee ballot told investigators, "Wanda came to my house and told me only to sign the bottom of the blank application." She went on to say, "I have done this with Wanda over the past 10 years. The voter went on to tell investigators, "I told her I thought I should vote in person. Wanda said no."
So we're going to hold people accountable.
But Governor Lamont, along with the majority of members of Connecticut's congressional delegation, rushed to endorse Joe Ganim for mayor.
I don't think, he's not being charged.
Basically, they shoved it in our face. We don't care about your vote. This is our man.
Black Lives Matter 860 released a statement saying, in part, Connecticut Democrats have turned a blind eye, even with video evidence, to the disenfranchisement of black voters in the city of Bridgeport.
Black voters were disenfranchised via election fraud, and this is going to have a nationwide effect on our rights. If he really respected and valued our votes, he would make sure that it's one vote per person and that they're not forced into ballot harvesting.
Now, just yesterday, Governor Lamont did sign a bill into law that makes sure the State Elections Enforcement Commission completes their investigations within 90 days. But it's not retroactive, so it doesn't apply to the 2023 Bridgeport investigation. The law also requires cameras at absentee ballot drop boxes. Well, that may catch a criminal, but it certainly didn't do anything to deter the activity we all saw on camera in Bridgeport. And in November, voters here in Connecticut will get to weigh in on a proposed constitutional amendment that, if approved, would allow any voter to get an absentee ballot for any reason. In the studio, Matt Caron, Fox 61, Connecticut's news station.
And of course, Democrats passed it so that you can get an absentee ballot for any reason at any time, as many as you want even. How many Democrats have helped cheat and rig elections in the last, decade? How many do you think? Couple more headlines on that when we come back, but there you go. Four Democrats, Connecticut, caught, charged, guilty. There's no voter fraud, though. Yeah, and Joe Biden doesn't need help getting off stage at events. It just doesn't exist.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Democrats don't cheat in elections. Joe Biden doesn't struggle to read a teleprompter. He doesn't need help getting off stage. And bears don't crap in the woods. Okay? Nope, none of that's real. Texas Democrat Commissioner candidate Terrell Patel charged with fabricating fake online racist messages. Oh, another liberal hate crime hoax. Seems the majority of hate crimes turn out to be hoaxes perpetuated by Democrats. It's the party of fraud. It's the party of phonyism. It's the party of fake. The Democrat challenger for Fort Bend County Precinct 3 Commissioner in Texas is facing charges for allegedly creating fake social media posts, writing racist comments directed at himself. I'm sorry, but can you be a bigger loser?
I'm going to write hate crime messages to myself to play the victim.
It's like, yeah, Jussie Smollett. You're Smolletting.
I'm going to Smollett myself into office.
Commissioner Andy Myers, the Republican incumbent, requested the Fort Bend County District Attorney's Office begin an investigation into the social media post. So the Republican was like, oh, let's look into this. This is really bad. Let's look into this. And then they investigated it, and he did it to himself. Yeah. Isn't that something? See, I think we need a new statute, and this can apply towards a lot of things. Now, hate crime laws shouldn't exist, but, okay, considering they do, what would the punishment be if you committed a hate crime in this instance? Well, now, this Democrat, Terrell Patel, should face those charges. It's kind of like if you falsely accuse a man of rape, Whatever that man was going to suffer, jail time, whatever it is, whatever the punishment that man would have suffered, now the woman who made the false allegations, she should face that same fate. All kinds of different instances where that should be the case, by the way. If a woman beats herself up and then says that her husband or boyfriend or whatever did it, whatever the husband or boyfriend would face, she should now face. And that would stop these hoaxes. I don't know if it would stop them altogether, but it would certainly cut the motivation out. So that needs to become a statute immediately to stop this stuff. But see, the larger issue, and this is what's important to understand, and I hate to be redundant on this, but it's so important for Americans to understand this. Like, at least 50% of modern-day liberalism, progressivism, Democrat Party psychology is fake, is hoaxing you, is lying to you, is deceiving you. I mean, it might even be 100%. Everything they do is fake. Everything they do. Fake charges against Trump. Telling you, oh, don't believe your lying eyes with a Biden video. Oh, look, I'm a victim of a hate crime. There's no voter fraud. Their entire operational capacity is lying to you, deceiving you.
They fake hate crimes against themselves. They Smollett. More examples of voter fraud that doesn't exist. Judge orders redo of Harris County judicial election. It's in Houston. There was so much voter fraud, they have to redo the election. Democrats. Again, we played the news clip of this to open the hour. Four Connecticut campaign workers charged with mishandling absentee ballots in 2019 mayoral primary, all Democrats. And then they found other footage of them stuffing absentee ballots into voter mail-in drop boxes, all Democrats. Okay, well, what do you do about these voter fraud issues? Well, you need to raise the stakes in the punishment. Prison fines and increased scrutiny. Connecticut officials weigh stopping election fraud. I know how I feel about this. I think election fraud should be treated about as high as treason, I would say. I mean, why not? Why not? And the Democrats should agree. They're all about protecting our democracy. If I had a dollar for every time a Democrat said protect our democracy in my life, I'd be a billionaire. Hell, just in the last 10 years, I'd probably be a multimillionaire. Protect our democracy. I agree. I agree. We need to protect our democracy. So I think anybody engaged in voter fraud or election fraud should be facing crimes maybe on the level of treason. I mean, if you don't want to go, I mean, you got to be close to it, I'd say. Why not? Stealing elections? Kind of a big deal. It's kind of treasonous, don't you think? So, yeah, I agree. I think we should increase the punishment for election fraud and have it up on around the lines of a treason charge. That's what I think. That'll stop it. Democrats would probably disagree. I wonder why. Because it's not them trying to raise the stakes for somebody committing these crimes. They just say they don't exist. And then there's the voting machine issues. This happened in Puerto Rico. RFK Jr. pointing out Puerto Rico's primary elections just experienced hundreds of voting irregularities related to electronic voting machines. Luckily, there was a paper trail, which is constitutional in most states, but they just deleted it anyway. Elon Musk weighs in. We should eliminate electronic voting machines. The risk of being hacked by humans or AI, while small, is still too high. Completely agree, Mr. Musk. Completely agree. By the way, somebody put out a poll. It might have been Elon Musk, actually. Guys, see if Elon Musk put out... Somebody put out a poll that asked, would you care if your vote was public information? And it was like a 70-30 split. Last I saw, 70% saying no, they wouldn't care if their vote was made public. Now, I think that there's a way to kind of have the best of both worlds dealing with this stuff. Because I'm not a Luddite. And if voting machines make our election process smoother in a country of, you know, we get probably 100 million people, 150 million people voting, then that's fine with me. You can use technology to make the process more streamlined and then have the constitutional laws followed of a paper trail and maintaining the paper ballot or at least the paper ballot image. But there's ways to mitigate the lack of trust without even having to make it public. It's not even that difficult. Like when you put your ballot into the machine, there should be a running tally right there on the screen, and you can have the little poll worker there too. You can observe and report too, but you have a running tally right there on your screen, and then you can watch the number, and then when you put in your ballot, you can see if the numbers correlate to who you voted for. Bing! Oh! Checks out. The poll worker asks, did the number change reflect your vote? Yes, it did. All right, here's your sticker. Thank you for voting. Or, no, it didn't. Really? Let's spit that back out and retry that then. It's not even complicated stuff. You don't even have to make it public, but... Oh, no, it wasn't Kamala Harris. in a congressional hearing talking about how voting machines could be hacked and rigged. It wasn't Democrats that actually brought in experts to show how voting machines can be hacked and rigged. Oh, wait. Yeah, it was. Oh. So maybe they learned a thing or two and then decided to, well, you know, use the means and mechanisms. Maybe. Maybe that's how it went down. Meanwhile, Biden's open border continues to be a huge threat. The CIA now warning, U.S. faces serious threat of terror attack, expert and former CIA chief warn, and they've arrested now dozens of potential terrorists. And this is because the Biden administration is applying extra pressure to the DOJ, the FBI, probably the CIA, because they are panicked that a terror attack because of Biden's open border policies will reflect negatively on Biden ahead of a 2024 election. Americans dying? Well, the Democrats couldn't care less about that. It's more about them getting reelected to power. That's what they're concerned about. Let's be clear. Alarmed by repeated warnings from top FBI and military officials, a former CIA acting director and a legendary foreign policy thinker, write bluntly in Foreign Affairs, the United States faces a serious threat of a terrorist attack in the months ahead. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. You have a wide open border. Like imagine if you lived in a nice big house that wasn't in a gated neighborhood, but nice big house. And you had signs all over that the house is unlocked and nobody's home. And then an insurance agent came by and said, or it was your neighbor. They say, yeah, you're increasing your chances of being robbed. You're increasing your chances of being burgled, and all of your jewelry and cash and whatever you have there. The likelihood that it's going to be stolen with these big signs saying nobody's home and the door's open, don't you think you're going to get robbed? Oh, gee, I never thought of that. Well, that's what's going on at the border. Wide open border. Everybody knows it. Free stuff. Terrorist. ISIS, Russia, Ukraine. Doesn't matter. Hamas, anybody. Just walk right over that border. Walk right in. Sit right down. So everybody knows it. But the Biden administration doesn't care. They just don't want it to reflect on their chances of being reelected. That's what bothers them about this. They don't care about Rachel Morin. Did you hear about Rachel Morin? Officials tie Rachel Morin murder case to U.S. immigration policies. That's the Washington Post admitting that. Rachel Morin murder suspect arrested in Oklahoma 10 months after slaying. Alleged El Salvador gang member, it's a gang member, charged in rape, killing of Maryland mom Rachel Morin, crossed border illegally at least 3 times in 2 months before eluding agents on fourth try. A fugitive from El Salvador, who authorities say fled to the United States after killing a young woman in his home country, so murdered a woman there, fled here, has been charged in the murder and rape of a Maryland woman, Rachel Morin. You remember the good old days when people would flee, criminals fled our country to Mexico? Remember the good old days? It's like one of the best cop comedies of all time, Blue Streak. It's like that's the joke at the end. It's like he flees to Mexico. Remember the good old days when the criminals fled to Mexico? Remember the good old days when the criminals fled the United States because you didn't want to be here if you were a criminal? Boy, how far we've fallen. Now the criminals flee here. Now the rapists and murderers and gang members, they flee here. Isn't that something? Wow, the times have changed. Most Hispanics now support mass deportation of illegal migrants, according to latest U.S. polling numbers. Well, no kidding. Most Americans don't like the illegal aliens crossing the border. They don't like paying for it all. But imagine if you're an immigrant. If you're an immigrant, meaning you went through the process, you paid your dues, You waited patiently and went through the process to become an immigrant, a citizen, and then you see 10 million people in 4 years skip the line, skip the process, and get everything for free. And then they're your next-door neighbors, too. And they don't speak English. And their dog just crapped on your lawn. So, yeah, most Americans don't like the open border policies. Most Americans don't like paying for 10 million non-citizens. Shocking. Who could have seen it coming? It's unbelievable. Here is the press conference from the Sheriff's Department after they arrested the Biden illegal alien who raped and murdered an American in clip 9.
This suspect, this monster, fled to the United States illegally after committing the brutal murder of a young woman in El Salvador a month early in January of 2023. Once in our country and likely emboldened by his anonymity, he brutally attacked a 9-year-old girl and her mother during a home invasion in March of 2023 in Los Angeles. And as everyone, I believe, is aware, that was our first DNA match linking Rachel's case to the Los Angeles case. It has been a fear of mine that once we identified this suspect, the result would be exactly this. And I want to now direct these comments to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and to every member in both chambers of Congress. We are 1,800 miles away here in Harford County. We are 1,800 miles away from the southern border, and the American citizens are not safe because of failed immigration policies.
1,600 Pennsylvania Avenue is the White House for any liberals listening, just in case you needed a little American history lesson. That's the White House. So, yeah, another more blood on Joe Biden's hands, more blood on the Biden administration's hands. Now, they don't give a damn about all the people that have been killed by Biden's open border policies. They're more concerned about it affecting Biden's reelectability. Decency is on the ballot. Decency is on the ballot. More bloodshed. All right, switching lanes here. I'm sure you've seen news about this House bill, and I've got a little more information here. House passes defense bill automatically registering men 18 to 26 for draft, and so I think they increased it by 2 years, and they've made it automatic. So I guess, you know, for all intents and purposes, you would have to do it yourself or go through whatever process to get into this registration. Now it just does it automatically when you turn 18. They're also proposing the idea of women being forced into this registration as well. So that doesn't mean there is a draft, but if they brought the draft back, then it would be 18 to 26, and they're proposing it would be women too. They've also added $9 billion to the NDAA in military service in the latest bill. Now, the lady who proposed this increase in age and adding women is Democrat Representative Chrissy Houlihan, who comes from a Ukrainian Jewish family. Can't make this stuff up. The two nations where the U.S. is most involved, and Chrissy Houlihan, who proposed this bill, Democrat from Pennsylvania, comes from a Jewish-Ukrainian family. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that just so peachy sweet? Where are all the feminists? You're going to be forced to go to war potentially. Now, again, this doesn't mean there is a draft, but you kind of get the feeling that they're thinking about it, don't you? You kind of get the feeling that they're thinking about it. Speaking of, here's the great Jesse the Body Ventura, Jesse Ventura, talking about what it was like when he was in Vietnam and putting it in a way that I hadn't really heard before, but I think is absolutely correct in clip 3.
18, I went into the United States Navy. I spent 1 year being trained and became a Navy SEAL. I then deployed to Southeast Asia and Vietnam for a 9-month deployment. While I was in BUDS training, underwater demolition SEAL training, I turned 19. While I was deployed on my first deployment to Vietnam, I turned 20. I returned home. Within 1 week, I went into my executive officer and I demanded to go back to Vietnam. He looked at me and said, "But you just got home, you can't do that." He said, "Navy requirements, you got to be 6 months out of the combat zone before you can go back in." I said, "Here's the problem, sir." I said, "Over there, I'm a man. Here, I'm a child." I had done all of that, 9 months, came back, and I could not drink a beer on Orange Avenue because I was under 21. I couldn't even vote for who sent me to Vietnam because voting was 21 then. I wasn't old enough. What did I learn from that? Gee, I guess we send children to war, don't we?
Pretty powerful way to put it from Jesse Ventura. Very anti-establishment, libertarian mindset, very anti-Republican, anti-Democrat. He wrote the book, Democrips and Rebloodlicans, and perhaps that experience influenced that. Yeah, I guess we do send kids to war, but it's even worse than that. We send kids to war to die for causes that have nothing to do with our country. We send kids to war to die for special interests. We send kids to war to die for political reasons that likely won't benefit them at all. And most people are aware of this now. And that's why you don't really have the best and brightest signing up for wars anymore. And they kind of recruit them by offering them money and trans surgery and college scholarships and everything else. Scenes from The Great Running Man. Jesse Ventura in that. So, are they getting ready to do it again? Are they getting ready to send America's youth to die for their money laundering, weapons laundering, client state of the military-industrial complex, Ukraine? Are they getting ready to send young men and women, potentially, to die for the interests of their client state of the military-industrial complex and the owners of our Congress, Israel? Are they getting ready to do it again? By the way, there is some geopolitical news out of Israel and Russia. I'm going to come back from this break and talk about it. But a big move was made by Netanyahu. And it doesn't really look like peace was ever seriously on the table. And when there was some pushback from some of his generals saying, you know, this thing of killing 200 people to get two hostages isn't really a good look. What do you think Netanyahu did in response? And one of the most bloodlusting military advisors has just been advanced in Israel. But we'll have that geopolitical news coming back, as well as Vladimir Putin about to have an interesting meeting that says a lot about what's going on as far as the moves against the West. So we'll have all of that coming back for you on the other side.
All right, I'm going to talk about something that's really central to everybody out there watching and listening. And when I say this, I'm not lecturing you. I'm lecturing myself because it's a psychological phenomenon of how tyranny works. We've all heard of the frog in the pot, and it's a true story. Because that in Louisiana and Mississippi, they eat a lot of bullfrogs, folks. I've had them. They're pretty tasty. They're fresh. They're boiled with a little bit of Cajun seasoning. If you throw a bullfrog into boiling water, he'll jump out. You put him in cold water and slowly turn the heat up. He'll just sit there, and as it gets warm, it gets hot, he passes out, he dies. So we all know we're in tyranny, those of us that are awake. Some people don't. But a large portion of America, I'd say a majority now, overwhelmingly knows we got a corrupt, occupied government that's absolutely at war with us. But that's not enough to just know it. And then you can't just get used to whatever the new insane excess is as the tyrants double down and then say, oh, sure, we know about it, and then just accept it. You've got to speak out against it. You've got to get upset about it. You've got to pray about it. You've got to vote against it. You've got to support lawsuits against it. And you've got to back the people in the media and in the government and in the corporations and in the churches and in education that are fighting the tyrants and in medicine. We're not in normal times. And it's not normal to be under this level of oppression and surveillance and bullying and tyranny. And our enemies, a bunch of criminals, have arrogantly hijacked this country. And they mistake America's history and its power for their own. And that's why whistleblowers in the federal government, whistleblowers in big tech, and whistleblowers in private industry and law enforcement and everywhere are so critical. We got to kill their ideas. We've got to expose them. We've got to remove our support from them. We've got to get control of our governments. And then we're not going to imprison and execute these people once they've had due process because we hate them. We're going to do it because we love the good people of this planet, and we're not going to take it anymore. But when you see unbridled, psychotic evil by the technocrats and the big corporations unleashed on people, folks, if you're not pissed off, something's wrong with you.
Most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
The most lethal terrorist threat in the homeland, white supremacists.
The most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today, white supremacy is terrorism.
We have seen a rise in white supremacy.
The number one threat to this country, domestic terrorism-wise, is white supremacy.
But at the end of the day, folks, the best sports players, anybody, have emotion. And the best artists have emotion. And I'm just telling you, I'm really sick of these people. I've got four children, and I care about humanity, and I like good, decent, wholesome fun. And man, the people we got running things aren't just evil pedophile jerks. They really want us eating poison bugs. They want to take away everything decent, a nice juicy steak. They want to take away a nice piece of fish. They want to. They told people during the fake pandemic, don't look at the sun. Don't look at the sunset. Don't talk to your neighbors all over the place. Screw these people. I'm sick of them dictating everything. I'm tired of their cult. And I'm not in their cult. And I want to stop them.
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So here's the latest out of Israel, and it just shows that the bloodshed is not coming to an end anytime soon. Netanyahu dissolves war cabinet after Benny Gantz's departure. Officials say it was Gantz and a couple others, and they were suggesting a pause on the offensive in Gaza, advising Netanyahu it's been a bad look. Specifically, the hundreds dead after the latest hostage rescue, and they've killed some hostages too. And so they said, hey, we should have a pause. And Netanyahu said, okay, well, how about I just dissolve this? I don't want to hear from you guys anymore. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dissolved the influential war cabinet that has overseen the fighting in Gaza. A government spokesperson said Monday, days after a key member of the body bolted from the government over frustration with the Israel leader's handling of the war. Now, again, these other military chiefs and generals that have been against what Netanyahu and the IDF have been doing, they've all been either removed or completely silenced and ignored. The move was widely expected following the departure of Benny Gantz, a centrist former military chief. Gantz's absence from the government increases Netanyahu's dependence on his ultra-nationalist allies who oppose a ceasefire. That could pose an additional challenge to the already fragile negotiations to the end of the 8-month war in Gaza. Yeah, it's not going to stop now. All the people that were trying to ease it are being removed from any positions of influence or advisement. Netanyahu reportedly criticizes military tactical pause in Gaza amid divisions with IDF. Israel's prime minister said to have called the decision unacceptable after Itamar Ben-Gvir said whoever decided it was a fool. So the people who are calling for peace, the people who are calling for a ceasefire, the people who are saying, hey, isn't this enough bloodshed? This is a bad look for us nationally on the international stage. They're all being removed. And Netanyahu is dissolving them from any positions and appointing bloodthirsty warmongers like Ben-Gvir into positions of influence who want nothing less than the Palestinians dead and removed entirely from the Gaza Strip. That's not my words. That's what they say. So this is now officially, I would say, unofficially, officially, Israel's new policy on Gaza. Destroy everything that exists and conquer the land. Wherever the Palestinians end up after that, they couldn't really care less. They say, oh, well, they can go back home. They can go back home when our offensive is over. Oh, okay. What, are they going to live in some rubble? They're going to go cover up in some dust, some dirt and rubble? It's disgusting. But that's unofficially the new policy given the new leadership there. So there will be no ceasefire. There will be no homes left for the Palestinians to go to. They'll all end up staying in South Rafah or being migrated to Europe or the United States of America. And Israel will move into the Gaza Strip, take whatever land they want. That's clearly the goal at hand here. Probably has been since October 7th during the stand down. And that's what they're going to do. And so anybody who advises against that because it looks bad on the international stage, talking about the International Criminal Court and anything else, they just get, see ya, bye. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. We're more interested in blood and death. Vladimir Putin to visit North Korea as he seeks further military support. Russia's Putin to visit North Korea in rare trip as anti-West alignment deepens. And that's really what this is. I'm telling you, Putin is doing all these things strategically and seeing if the U.S. has any response or any pulse at all. Why do you think Russia has moved military operations into Cuba, submarines, and doing missile tests? Just to say, okay, you know, we know what you're doing in Ukraine. We don't like it. How do you like us on your border? How about we go and do military strategy with China and North Korea right next door to your allies? How do you like it? So that's all this is. Is Putin saying two can play that game? So they're going to officially be meeting and talking military strategy tomorrow for a 2-day visit, first in 24 years. But this is all symbolic because North Korea might as well be China. So it's really just symbolic more than anything. But it's powerful symbolism nonetheless. So nobody's cooling these tensions. Nobody's cooling these war tensions. And it seems like the people that want war are getting more influence. And that's very unfortunate. But, you know, all the global warming, climate change skeptics, they seem to be silent on war. They seem to be silent on nuclear war and just war in general. If anything, they probably support it. Isn't that odd? How does war deal for the climate? Silence. Silence. But they want you to know it's going to be hot. Summer's coming up. It's going to be hot. Growing heat dome to produce warmest temperatures in years with 100-degree readings in the northeast. I spent Father's Day in like 2003 or 4 or something. I don't remember when it was. It was whenever it was a special time for me and my father. We got to see the Cardinals and the Yankees play Roger Clemens, 300 strikeout, 3,000 strikeout, 300th win. And I'm going to guess it was probably 100 degrees that day. I remember it was damn hot. And we were sticking to the back of those seats at the old Yankee Stadium. But, oh, it's going to be hot this summer. And so remember, you did that. Climate change. You did it. And they send out all these... They send out all these notices. It's all fear-mongering. You need to limit your energy consumption. Oh, Texas could run out of energy. Oh, my goodness. Texas has never been able to handle hot like this. Oh, it's never been hot in Texas, huh? That's... wow. Mayor Adams says New York City is ready for first heat wave of the season, as heat index expected to hit 99 degrees. You know, I never brought this up, but... I'm curious, in New York City, I might need to open the phone lines to figure this out. Aren't there parts of New York City where they actually have laws and regulations on how much air conditioning you can use? And then I know that there's other parts where they want to come in and take out your unit and install a new eco-friendly unit, eco-friendly green energy unit. But really, it's all about putting the smart system on it so that it can be controlled remotely and monitor. Oh, because the old systems, you can put your AC 68 degrees, whatever. It's not connected to the internet or anything. You just have your AC running. So they want to come in and they're saying, oh, we'll bring you a new AC system, but it's connected to the internet, and then they can turn it off if you're using too much air conditioning. And I'm pretty sure there's parts of New York City where they pass laws on this. I don't live there, but I've heard that. So that's what the Democrats, that's what the liberals are going to do. So do you want net zero or do you want air conditioning? Or as Jeremy Clarkson put it, net zero or feeding ourselves. We can't do both. And then points out the hypocrisy. In one day, me and my tractor produce more greenhouse gases than India, Brazil, and China combined. Of course, China, India produce the most greenhouse gases. They're not ratcheting down. That's just for you in the West. Don't you see? Don't you get it? But yeah, it's pretty simple. Have AC or have green energy deals. Have food to eat in your fridge or have net zero. So live or die.
As we continue to wait and hope that more and more people wake up every single day, some that took the bait are now starting to realize that we, the COVID unvaccinated, weren't all wrong. This is that message to you, the unvaccinated. Even if I were pollinated and fully vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for withstanding the greatest pressure I've ever seen. From partners, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and even doctors.
COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older.
Just get vaccinated.
Get the vaccine.
Just get the vaccine.
People who are capable of such personality, courage, and critical ability are undoubtedly the best part of humanity.
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus.
They are everywhere, in all ages, levels of education, states, and ideas. They are of a special kind. They are the soldiers that every army of light wants to have in its ranks. They are the parent that every child wants to have and the children that every parent dreams of having.
A North Carolina teenager needs a new kidney in order to save her life. But her doctors say no COVID vaccine, no transplant.
Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
They are beings above the average of their societies.
You need to evaluate the risk factor in the COVID vaccine.
They are the essence of the people who have, well, built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are there, next to you. They look normal, but they are superheroes. They did what others could not. They were the tree that withstood the hurricane of insults, discrimination, and social exclusion.
That would really
really stands out about white anti-vaxxers in particular is that they act like their freedom has been taken.
It has nothing to do with freedom.
Screw your freedom.
You don't have the freedom and the liberty to put other people in jeopardy.
Banned from their family's tables at Christmas, they never saw anything so cruel.
If someone in your family isn't vaccinated, should you ask them not to show up?
Yes, I would do that.
If you are not fully vaxxed, stay home.
Everyone from police to teachers to firefighters must comply or they will face penalties.
They lost their jobs, let their careers sink, had no more money. They suffered immeasurable discrimination, denunciation, betrayal, and humiliation, but they kept on going. Never before in humanity has there been such a casting. Now, we all know who are the best on the planet Earth. Men, women, young, old, rich, poor, of all races or religions, the unvaccinated, the chosen of the invisible ark, the only ones who managed to resist when everything collapsed. That's you. You passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and even geniuses could not withstand. You are made of the stuff of the greatest who ever lived. Those heroes born among ordinary men who glow in the dark. Remember, you're the voice. And it's time to make it count.
Viene una tormenta!
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
News stories to cover here, and then we enter the third hour, and we will take phone calls. By the way, I don't know how they're going to do it. It's going to be so hot. It's going to be too hot, the global warming in New York. It's going to be too hot, but I guess AOC is going to try for a rally anyway. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Senator Bernie Sanders, and fire alarm polling congressional hearing disruptor Jamal Bowman, who's above the law because he's a Democrat, will all be in attendance on Saturday, June 22nd. Now, this is obviously an effort to go tit for tat with Trump's massive rally. Do you think they'll have as big of an audience with three heavy hitters on the Democrat Party ticket like Cortez, Sanders, and Bowman? They're going to go for it. I just hope they can survive that heat because, you know, it's going to be hot. They're warning you it's going to be hot. Did you know that? It's hot in the summer. It's hot in June. It's hot in July, August too. The Democrats want to warn you about that in case you didn't know it. Meanwhile, the Washington Post is having all kinds of problems. From lack of viewership, lack of trust, lack of profit. And so they've been trying some shakeups, and they're not going so well. Washington Post publisher, incoming editor, probed by reporters. They're checking their new leader. You know, they got to do their deep dive on him. Washington Post reporters probe their own bosses amid newsroom uproar. A 3,000-word Washington Post investigative story about new publisher and CEO William Lewis, plus an incoming top editor, had this surprising sentence. Lewis declined to comment through a Post spokesperson in response to a list of detailed questions. So they're already going after their new leader. This is the communist that run or work at the Washington Post. Washington Post expose alleges incoming editor used thievery to get stories. Washington Post reporters run a bombshell investigation digging into the past journalistic practices of incoming editor Robert Winnett just months before he set to join the newspaper, with sources that allege he used illegal news gathering methods to aid his reporting. say he's a thief. Now, see what they do here? So when you have actually failed enterprises in media, well, how do they fail? They fail because they lose the audience's trust. They lose the audience's interest. They can't act as a team in that regard when new leadership tries to deal with it. And they fall apart. And this has happened all over, really. It's happened at Vice. It's happened at Media Matters. It's happening at the Washington Post. It's happened at the LA Times. It happens on and on and on. But you notice that's not how they deal with InfoWars. InfoWars survives all of that. So InfoWars survives the lies, the defamation, the libel, the slander, the censorship, the lawfare. We survive all of that because our audience trusts us, because our audience stays here. We keep their trust. We keep their interest. But the fake news like CNN, who loses all trust, loses all interest, they just stay on air. The Washington Post just stays on air. Oh, let's launch CNN Plus with Chris Wallace. That'll be successful. Here's a meme that is very telling. Dick Cheney did a disinformation about weapons of mass destructions killing a million people. $0 in fines. I mean, add up all the lies that got us into wars and peoples killed. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones caused zero fatalities, fined $1.5 billion. All kinds of instances like this. And people notice that. People notice that. They do. So the Washington Post, a shell of itself, a joke, civil war raging inside. The left has tried to destroy Elon Musk, so he said, okay, I'm just going to leave Delaware and move to Texas, and it's been a big success for him, by the way. Tesla shareholders approve Elon Musk's share-linked pay package, currently valued at $45 billion. Remember, the Democrats tried to deny him of that and take it. Tesla shareholders ratified Elon Musk's $45 billion pay plan despite a court's order to rescind it. The vote, a PR win for Musk, may aid future efforts. Shareholders also approved relocating Tesla's incorporation to Texas, where you don't have to deal with the Democrats like you do in Delaware. Tesla stock rose 2.9% in response. So they tried to take Elon Musk's money, too. And he said, really? How about screw you? I'm going to Texas. And he's done it very well. Good for him. Very good for him. Possible chemical agent released at Pride event in Baltimore. Are we sure that's not just the odor of the liberals? They have a pungent chemical agent-like smell to them. Or the drugs they're using, who knows? The Baltimore City Police Department is investigating a possible chemical agent released at a Pride event Saturday evening in downtown area that sparked a mass exodus. Baltimore police have yet to confirm the type of chemical agent that was released around 8:30 p.m. local time. The combination of the chemical agent and fireworks caused the large crowd to panic, scattering in different directions and resulting in several injuries. Oh, no. Not at the Pride Parade. One of how many are they going to have? Chemical agent. Are we sure it wasn't just a natural odor? Did they chemically bomb themselves? Did they gay bomb themselves? You never know in Baltimore. You just never know. And by the way, so they let men into the women's bathrooms now, but it's trans. And so this happened at a brewery or a beer garden in California, Angel City Beer. A man goes into the woman's restroom. A woman complains because she doesn't feel comfortable with a man flashing his genitalia in front of her in the women's room, and she gets kicked out. She's told she has to leave for not being trans inclusive in clip 6.
All right, who has the right?
I've told you exactly where I stand, and I've told you where our company
stands. So we have to leave.
Yes.
The trans doesn't have to leave.
that was using the women's bathroom. The man doesn't have to leave who made me uncomfortable. What about women's rights? There's no woman rights, only trans rights, right?
I have nothing further to say at this point. I am asking so
why
again. I will reimburse everything.
Why won't they leave? Well, don't make them leave instead of us.
I will.
Yeah, I don't get it. So no women's rights, only trans rights.
I'm saying, why don't you make them leave instead of us?
At this point in the situation, there was...
So whose situation? Our situation or their situation?
We're a family here. We paid money. Hold on. Where are we at? Angel City.
She felt uncomfortable too.
I felt very uncomfortable.
I feel like if I walk into your restroom, you're used to the restroom, I walk in there, how do you want to feel?
We've discussed the same situation. Again, we're not going to come to terms.
So, it's Angel City Brewery is only about trans rights.
We believe different things.
Angel City Brewery protects trans and not women.
Wow. Hey, how do you feel about that, bro? You're scared, right? You can't even go to the restroom.
Okay, so Angel City Brewery only protects trans rights and not women, right?
I'm gonna have to ask you again. People are more aware. I'm gonna have to mention
okay, this. Okay, this is all I want. Yes. Why are we being kicked out?
Yeah.
This goes. No, I want this on video so I can make it on TikTok.
You won't make it on TikTok, but it's cool.
I'm already on TikTok.
I love that for you.
So why are we being kicked out on Angel City?
You were disagreeing with the trans policies that we...
I'm a woman in a restroom where a grown man was in there, so because I don't feel comfortable, I'm disagreeing.
Because you disagree with their identity. That's right.
He has balls and a penis.
None of this is going to get to any kind of place that we're being...
You know, I was wondering whether to play that or not. But then at the end they said... Oh, this it won't be on TikTok. Nobody's going to pick this up. This isn't going anywhere. And I said, you know what? I think we will put this up. By the way, it's at 500,000 views on TikTok. 500,000 views on TikTok alone from the original poster, who I'm actually in touch with, and we'll try to get on the show to explain exactly what happens there. Oh, says the arrogant liberal. Oh, this isn't going to go up on your TikTok. Nobody's going to watch this. This isn't going to be picked up by anybody. Nobody cares about men going into the women's bathroom. You stupid conservative bigot. Okay. How about we make sure this gets seen by over 1 million people? How about that? Because that's what we have to do. You want to put men in the women's bathroom? We'll let people know what you're into.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And we know that fish oil has been one of the most popular, if not the most popular supplements for decades in the United States. Many people consume fish oil that they get at the grocery store, that they get at the pharmacy, but Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com is a superior product. And there are so many different reasons why you should be getting this product from InfoWarsStore.com instead of the generic brands or the name brands at your pharmacy or the grocery store. Okay, so the first reason why you want to check out Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com is because there are studies that show that fish oil can help with things like lowering your blood pressure. It can also help with things like brain development. Studies have been backing that up for years. And finally, things like inflammation can also be reduced for those who consume fish oil. Now, Ultimate Fish Oil is not just your generic type of fish oil, but it is brought to you by InfoWars, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. So this targeted release fish oil not only helps your heart, helps your brain, helps with inflammation, but it keeps InfoWars on the air. Now, we know we are at a really fishy time in the history of the United States of America. And if you want to make a difference in your own life and your own health while simultaneously making a positive impact and difference in the world, then going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting Ultimate Fish Oil is a great way to fight the machine while fighting for your health. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil now. Take the leap, grab the Ultimate Fish Oil, and let's show the world what you're truly capable of. The question isn't who's going to let you, it's who's going to stop you. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
In a world filled with uncertainty, you can prepare with InfoWars Life Select. Our storable food is not only delicious, but it's your first line of defense against food shortages and unpredictable times. Our high-quality meals are packed with the nutrition your body needs and packed for long-term secure storage. Whether it's a natural disaster or societal disruptions, ensure your family's future with InfoWars Life Select. Don't wait for the unexpected. Visit preparewithalex.com and stock up on storable food today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.